As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, and good morning, folks. You are listening to Become Vocal Local as I get my throat straightened out here. You're listening to Become Vocal Local over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I am your host, William Roberts. And in this first and briefest segment of the day, while many of our affiliates and micro-broadcasting stations are away for the top of the hour station ID, news, weather, sports, and so on, during this first break of the day, let me take this opportunity to thank you for joining me here on air. As many of you know, that I don't, basically I don't treat too much on the day-to-day news. There's a lot of reasons for that, built out of listening to radio for many years myself, but there are great values in doing so. There was lots of news reporting over the day yesterday, and as many of you heard, the Dow Jones is trending some all-new lows, and it's set to go much lower than that. We'll talk about that when we get to the financials in the next segment. Also, please recall and remember that if you value the information here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, you can, and if you can, you might want to consider supporting Oracle Broadcasting by going to the Oracle Broadcasting Network's homepage and locating the chip-in banner and making a generous contribution, if you can, just to help the broadcasting network stay on the air, continue to grow, and continue to bring this message to you on a daily basis. It really, really helps, you know, almost everyone that I know of that's in the independent media, and I mean the independent part, do this as a labor of love, a voluntary thing. We don't receive any compensation. I certainly don't, neither from Oracle nor any of its sponsors or affiliates. It's just something that I do because I really do love this country. And I know some people don't, but I do. And I'm really rooting for it, if you will, and putting what I can into it on a daily basis, all day, every day. I was up this morning at 6. I've been working on it all the way up to now, and I'm going to continue on this drive until 10:30 or so when I go to bed tonight. Generally, this is how I invest my day, is in America, so to speak, by digging up the things that I need to bring out and setting up some kind of an educational system for you, the listeners, for lots of reasons. We got a lot of things we're going to go in today. But basically, also, I'd like to say that there are things that we can be doing, and one of those things is that whenever you can and wherever you can, buy American, shop locally. Support your local sponsors. If you listen to this broadcast on an AM or FM micro-broadcaster or any of the big blowtorches that we're starting to attract, if you're listening to them on a local radio network, listen to the sponsors. And if you can, support the sponsors. And if you can't support those sponsors, perhaps you could, with your purchases, perhaps you could just pick up the telephone, support them with your voice, call in and let the sponsors know that you appreciate them carrying Oracle Broadcasting programs on the local stations. That's a good way to help. But basically, another thing to think of is that wherever we can, if we can support those Americans, those businesses, and you need to really check. Because a lot of times you think that just because something is being manufactured nearby, that it's actually an American-owned and operated company, where that's not always the case anymore. But if you can do your homework and try and find companies that actually make things with American natural resources, that'd be the first place I would shop. I've been looking at new shirts. I could use a couple of them. And I found a couple of all cotton, made in the United States, woven in the United States, sewn in America, shirt manufacturers. And I'm looking at them. Yes, they're more expensive than the Chinese crap that you can buy in most places. But what's the real cost in the long term? Short-term gain or long-term profit? We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, and the sun is shining over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, and you too can be a part of it. Welcome to the Tuesday, February the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become a Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, as 18 people have already. Or pick up the telephone and call in now for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for hosts, guests, and show topics to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host, easy for me to say, host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, the Big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's Post Office Box 96. In Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, M-O, 65647. Again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org and OzarksVoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065. Please make a note of it, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is building bullishly strong support in the $900 range, up and down a bit this morning, but it was flatlined primarily over the night. We'll go into that in a moment. Market fundamentals review, we'll take a word from Warren Bevins, and then we're going to go into the main discussion for today, political socialization, cradle to grave, lessons learned. Of course, we'll take your calls and discuss much more. Those market numbers for today, active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. for Tuesday, February the 24th, 2009. Have your pencils ready? Here it is. Gold, up $1.80 to $993.50. These are bid prices, by the way. That's a 0.18% leap, if you want to look at it that way. Silver, up also 16 cents to $14.57. That's quite a bit of a jump. Now, remember, gold and silver, you've got to run the math on it. Do your percentages. Silver had a much stronger gain there so far in active trading. Platinum off $3 to $10.72. Palladium up $7, picking up what it took lost yesterday to $203 a troy ounce. The Dow Jones, the sad story, the weeping willow, the wringing your handkerchiefs, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, running right around 7,115. For those of you who have been following it for any length of time or have done some recent research, you'll realize that the Dow about a year ago was trading in the 12,500 range, if my memory serves me right. We're now running right around 7. Where will it go? Some people say that they're supporting the 6,500 point range, others 6,000, maybe 5,000 or 55, and I've heard as low as 3,500. Do you have dollar-denominated assets? Does someone you know or love have their money in the stock market? Are they waiting for a correction? Are they waiting for their stocks to rally and go back to 12,000? Maybe they need your advice today. The NASDAQ down also, trading in the 1388 range, now considerably under the 1400 level. Where will it go? Where will the funny money paper documents or financials, if you will, where are they going to end? Where are they going to go? Will they go to zero? I don't know. What value has paper anyway? The USDX, more paper, the dollar exchange, trading down 0.29 at basis points. That's 29 basis points, running at 87.16. Again, all of these are active trading numbers. They're going to change throughout the day. Crude oil up 4 cents to 38.48. The gold-silver ratio is around 68.18. That number seems to keep getting better and better for silver. Keep your eyes peeled. Watch that one carefully. The spot gold lows and highs, 983.70 to 996.70. That's a pretty good spread so far in the day. The spot market closes in 7 hours. We've got 40 degrees here under cloudy skies with rain likely in southwest Missouri. And if you noticed on the charts, if you go to www.kitco.com, there was quite the spike right around 8:30 a.m., a $10 spike higher. And just before airtime, there was a spike in the opposite direction. So we're going to see lots of volatility in that market as investors come in, take profits, go out, buy, sell, etc. But the advice from those that I trust is buy long, stay long. You and I are not in the deep pocket financial position to be able to play these markets. That's a good way to lose your investments. It's a good way to lose your savings. It's a good way to become very disappointed in all of this and wind up even broker than you might be now. So if you're dealing with small amounts, perhaps you would consider quietly moving some of your cash out of your bank account maybe and pick up some silver. But until you get out of debt, it's crazy. I knew a guy one time that was proud about how much he had in his savings account. And I asked him how much in debt he was. And he told me and started rolling it out, this credit card and that credit card, and he's paying this down and paying that down. And I asked him how much interest rate he was paying on his credit cards. Then I asked him how much he was getting off of his savings account. And he realized He was building a savings account while he was in debt. He was losing money for all the time he had money in a savings account, a passbook savings. He was actually losing money. And when he saw the light, he got real seriously busy about paying down all those credit cards and getting out of the various debts that he was. And the last time I talked to him, he was beaming and smiling and said, thanks for the advice. So you take it for what it is, okay? I don't make any money, don't sell any gold. Not interested in that. I'm not an investor. I'm not an economist. I'm just a reporter, I guess you might say. Let's go into this a little bit further. Kruger and demand pushes the output of gold coins to a 23-year high. You know, the Kruger and sometimes in the gold and silver market gets a black mark because of reasons that are beyond logic, in my opinion. But some people would like to think that the Kruger and always trades back a little bit below spot, and it may. Although in this market, as volatile as it is and how difficult it is to get your Krugerrands, your hands on these South Africans, that might not be the case. But here's an article by Corey Lorenz out of Bloomberg, February the 23rd, yesterday, late afternoon. The Rand Refinery Limited, the world's largest gold refinery, by the way, increased its coin output to the highest in about 23 years. As demand for the South African Krugerrand rose, the Johannesburg refinery last month doubled weekly production to 20,000 ounces of blank coins. That's a couple. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We are back once again. You know, folks, going back to this article from Bloomberg, gold is the best performing metal in 2008, and it's trading near its March 17th record of $1,032.70 an ounce as investors seek safer bets than equities and currencies. We've talked about that for so much, you probably know it by heart now. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. raised its three-month gold forecast by 43% to $1,000 an ounce this month. Now, Goldman Sachs is responsible for so much trouble, it's hard to even speak their names in public or much less over the air. Here's a quote, though. Demand for our blanks, again, back to the Krugerrand South Africa mint there, the state's SA mint. They mint Kruger coins. The Krugerrand, I don't know whether you've ever seen it or not. You can go on Kitco, I believe, and they go to the products section and look it up, and it'll show you what they look like. Rather attractive coin. But again, demand for our blanks is higher than we've seen since 1986, Fouri said. In the early 1980s, gold then was a novelty, and people wanted to own physical gold. Close quote. Rand Refinery has manufactured, marketed, and delivered more than 46 million ounces of Krugerrands since the gold coin was introduced in 1967, according to the company's website. Record stock market lows are translating into record highs for gold and Krugerrands, Alan Demby, the chairman of South African Gold Coin Exchange, said in an emailed statement last week. Investors are piling into Krugerrands and Nelson Mandela gold medallions. I would recommend that you stay away from the gold medallions. Those are collectibles, and they're not going to work as well, I don't think, for you as the Krugerrand will, he said, anyway. And then more on that. We'll set that aside. Thanks for the story, Lori, or Carly. Here's another one. This is a longer one, a little two-pager here. This is written by a man named Warren Bevan. Warren Bevan. He's a newsletter writer. You can find this article posted on Kitco today. I've abbreviated it, and I've only taken one particular section out of it simply to make it more acceptable to air, for air use. This is Fundamentals Review, a little play on words, Fundamentals. Governments continued the usual jawboning with no foreseeable results, he writes. More and more bad news for nearly every investment sector and economy worldwide. Banks are on the verge of being nationalized. I would say that's probably not the right use of words there, but I'll give it to you, Warren, that banks are being nationalized, which would likely all but wipe out shareholders. That's possible. We do indeed live in interesting times. There he's referencing the old Chinese quote. It's a curse, actually. Only one failed bank this week so far, which is a nice change. You can get the idea of the flow of this gentleman's newsletter here. He writes in a casual style, not so many numbers to tire the mind, but just gives you his idea, his perspective, his point of view from many years of research. It seems that many speeches and appearances by the new president, and he says Barack Obama, I say Barry the usurper, are being well received. It seems more like he is a rock star than a president. You can see how this gets around, don't you, folks? The rock star thing, the cult of personality, all these sorts of words. A lot of this originates on independent media, and then it finds its way into the more steady, controlled media. Not that Mr. Bevan is controlled, but he's certainly using this terminology. Girls screaming, loud, long, lasting applause. I'm curious to see how long this phenomenon can last, and we all are, Warren. Although the tax cuts going through may prolong it a while, at least until the $65 a month tax savings on an average is realized to buy less goods because of the high inflation. Are we having more inflation? Are we going into deflation? What's happening? Economists would have to tell us. While all the new spending is bad and scary, the actual deficit and obligation of the U.S., including Social Security and Medicare, is $65.5 trillion. You know, I've heard so many of the various pundits out there, and they grab these numbers completely out of the realm of your mind or my mind. You know, can you even visualize 65 trillion? 65 trillion of what? 65 trillion of dollars in all of the house, including the garage and maybe out in your shop? Could you even stack 65.5 trillion $100 bills? I don't know how big of a box that would take. It's going to take more than paying it off. It's not something that's going to get paid off, in my opinion. Let's go into it. Accounting for these unfunded programs, which many other businesses would be accounted for, the 2008 budget federal budget deficit was $5.1 trillion rather than the $455 billion stated by the Congressional Budget Office. As if you can believe anything that's coming out of those people. They're really, either they're clueless or they're just liars. The sad reality, again, back to the article, is that the $65.5 trillion debt exceeds the world gross domestic product. Exceeds the world's gross domestic product. These idiots. I'll just pass on it. This cannot be sustained without massive monetary stimulus, which in turn reduces the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. All truth, sir. Gold miners in particular are having no problem raising cash from private investors rather than going to the banks, and I reported on that last week. Most capital raisings have been massively oversubscribed, which is very bullish. In other words, they're turning to private sector lenders to finance their ventures rather than getting strung out on one of these here-today, gone-tomorrow banks. We've seen gold touch the all-too-important $1,000 mark on Friday and on its way to new all-time nominal highs. As they say, follow the money. It's going into mining stocks and the physical metals. These markets are very tiny in comparison to others, and the moves will be spectacular. I don't know if you've been following this kind of news reporting, financial news reporting for any time, you'd realize that we're coming into a place now where we could easily see $100, $150, $200 swings every day. Big jumps, big drops, as people get involved in this gold and mining stock marketplace. Let's continue from the article. With all this new money, there are only a few things that miners will be spending upon. Development, exploration, and takeovers. Takeovers have been happening, and many companies are not thrilled with the valuations being offered. And several have been rejected and not gone through. It's only a matter of time before better offers come in and take the small junior and exploration sector back into high ground and into all-time high territory. So there's a place, if you've already salted away your gold and silver and you're still interested in being involved in the market, there's a place in the mining sector where you might be able to get involved with and follow some of these mining stocks. As the demand for gold continues to rise, it's one of the only places that you're likely to get it is out of the ground. That's one of the reasons why it has such lasting value. But, of course, there's huge, huge stores of gold all around the world. Let's go on to it a little bit further here. Many gold miners reported earnings and results were mixed. Low silver and base metal prices hurt some and increased the cost of production. Also, one-time charges may hurt companies. Next quarter should see better profits. A high gold price will help the purest gold miners out there will reap the greatest benefits. Hedging programs also hurt some companies, and while most are winding down their hedging programs, if you don't understand what hedging is, you might Google it up and see what you can find. Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Webferret. There's answers to your questions out there. Hedging, what does it mean? Hedging programs, some still remain, and some companies are even initiating new hedging programs. Which seems absurd to me. And the money is going away from companies that hedge. Nevertheless, costs to produce gold have largely run up with the price of gold, but is now beginning to outpace any production cost increases, so I expect the miners to continue to outperform the price of gold going forward. And certainly as the price of diesel fuel and gasoline has dropped again in most sectors to almost bearable levels, almost, I say. I still don't like the levels that they're at. But nevertheless, as it goes down, the cost of production goes down with it. We'll be back. Stay right here on Become Vocal Local.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned, and I don't mean to make this into a strictly financial news broadcast, but I do like to start the day out this way. Gives everybody a head start on the day, so to speak, thinking about the financial situation that we're in. There are things that we need to do. There are things that are pressing on us, are pressing needs. It helps to perhaps interject a little bit of philosophical and political realism into the discussions as people look at various self-reliance and self-sufficiency, in my opinion, utopian dreams. They've been around for a long time, folks. But let's go back to this article and close it out for today. On the physical metals front, investors in Europe and North America bought 148.5 tons in 2008. 148 tons. Up 811% over the 2007 numbers. Most have paid large premiums to acquire the metal unless they've taken delivery of a futures contract. And so what does all that mean? 148 tons is quite a bit of gold, truly. But the SPDRs, other things, there's more gold than that out there. But just on the, like they say, the investors in Europe and North America have bought 148.5 tons in 2008. That's a lot. South Africans are snapping up gold and view it as the ultimate store of wealth. Well, we've been viewing it as the ultimate store of wealth in the independent media area for a decade and longer. In fact, it goes back all a lot longer than that. But I'll just say that within the last 10 or 12 years, there's been a lot of discussion about getting out of paper, getting out of debt and getting into gold and silver. It is said that as the markets fell, a large number of investors moved from stocks to gold coins, and that they did. They expect more strength and say investors have not missed the boat in gold yet, and I agree, and so does our author here, Warren Bevins, also agrees. You haven't missed the boat yet, folks. It's going a lot higher. If it gold gets to 2,000 or 2,500, which I'm relatively confident that it will, you'll look at $1,000 gold as a bargain. You'll wish you'd gotten in. Why would you even be concerned about that? Because it's not so much as an investment. It's not so much that you or I, there might be some listening right now that have got very deep pockets. I don't. But it's not that you and I are going to get rich quick. That's not the idea. It's that whatever little dibble dab of savings we might have, that we've been able to keep away from the hands of the government, if we don't do something, the purchasing power of that dollar is going to go down with the stocks and everything else. And you could buy stacks of iron. I have quite a bit of stack of iron. You can buy welding rods. You can buy lead in the form of bullets, lead and brass. You could buy lead in general. You can go to a tire store. A tire shop, and oftentimes, because of the cost of disposal, they will have 55-gallon drums of wheel weights in the back, and if you go with a couple of 5-gallon pails, you'll never be able to walk out with a 5-gallon pail. That's why you need a couple of them, because you can only put maybe 4 or 5 inches of lead in the bottom of them and stagger out to the pickup. But if you can buy, get your hands on these wheel weights sometimes, they'll give you the lead for free, just to get it off their hands and off their property. It's an environmental hazard. And so lead has value. There are things that you can make out of lead, and if you learn how to do casting, whether you're making bullets or whether you're making fishing weights or whether you're making something else, you can make things out of lead. So, but be careful if you start melting the stuff. Use lots of ventilation. Do it outdoors. Don't huff the stuff up your nose or you'll be brain dead in a short period of time like the Romans. Nevertheless, let's go into this a little bit deeper here. Last week, I brought an article to you, and this is again from this article from Warren Bevan. He says, last week, I brought an article to you bringing attention and highlighting the increased investment demand for platinum out of Japan. This week, in India, demand for platinum is surging as the gold price rises. It makes sense, even though gold and platinum prices are very similar, that the price-sensitive Indian market goes to platinum since it has been much higher and is in the midst of a correction rather than gold being on the cusp of an all-new high. So what is he talking about in there? Keep your eyes on it. I give it to you every single day. I talk about gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, the four primary precious metals. Palladium is down at $203 an ounce. Is palladium going to stay at $203 an ounce? Hard to say. You'll have to figure out what palladium it can be used for. Platinum is far more precious than gold. Out of every ton of ore, far fewer grams of platinum can be extracted than gold. And so, platinum has a value. It is a precious metal, but it's also a monetary metal and a jewelry metal, and it's not going as well right now as gold is, so you just have to be careful. Use your discernment. Do your homework. But in India and other places around the world, the demand for platinum is surging. Going on further here, I had the pleasure, this is the article again, I had the pleasure to talk with a famed investor and world traveler, a man whom all of you know, Jimmy Rogers, a couple of weeks back, and his take on high premiums. The high premiums is that dealers bought so much gold and silver near the highs and were simply unwilling to sell them at a loss recently. With silver, we will have to wait, but now that gold is nearing the highs, I'll be curious to see if premiums can come down. Now, our author here doesn't fully agree with Jim Rogers on that, since most dealers don't have huge inventories but deal very quickly, and in many cases they don't actually have the metal but get it after you pay for it. Then they get it and send it to the customer. And that's a heads up for you. Understand that. That you have to be very careful about who you entrust your precious little dab of savings with, because there are as many charlatans and sharks in the gold market as there are people involved, basically. You need to do your homework on various gold brokers, because some of them will just rip you off. Been a lot of that over the last 10 years that I've heard about. The former Fed chief, Paul Volcker, gave a great speech this week. It's short and to the point. A couple of quotes are worth noting. Our author writes, talking about the banks, he says, here's a quote, Paul Volcker. You almost want to scrub your mouth out, but here's a quote. It's interesting that what I'm arguing for looks more like the Canadian system than the American system, Mr. Volcker also says. Quote, this is not an ordinary recession. I have never in my lifetime seen a financial problem of this sort. It has the makings of something much more serious than an ordinary recession where you go down for a while and then you bounce up. And it's partly a monetary, but a self-correcting phenomenon. The ordinary recession does not bring into the question the stability and the solidity of the whole financial system. You have to ask yourself, why would our author include such a quote, and why would Volcker be making such a quote? Here's one of the authors of the whole mess. It's, you know, you've got to be careful where you get your information. Nevertheless, it was an interesting quotation, so I kept it in the article. Gold is exhibiting all the classic signs of being in a structural bull market, and will likely be the next mania, which I strongly agree with, our author writes here. Will it be a mania? I don't know. But it definitely exhibits all of the classic signs of being in a continuing structural bull market. And the opposite is true of the stocks, which are definitely in a free fall bear market. They're going down. The fact is that gold has been mentioned more this week in the media than any other weak bull to date. I even heard Mr. Cramer rant on about how gold is such a good investment. Yeah, 200% ago it was a good investment, our author writes. I still think it's a good investment. Today, it's still a good deal as the price will likely rise tenfold. You hear what this guy's saying? It's likely to rise tenfold. Today, trading at $993.50, if it rises tenfold, according to Warren Bevan, I think it's a pretty strong estimate, but that would be in the $10,000 range. When you're trying to monetize debt or build monetary systems in the aftermath of a crash, the price of gold and silver will go up, and they may go up quite strongly. Continuing here from his article, but we are breaking out, and I am always leery about buying during a breakout. We'll see gold rise at least 200 from here, but we're likely to see the bull come back to these levels or lower and buck as many weak hands as it can. What is he talking about? He's saying the same thing that I said earlier, is that you're going to see gold go up and you're going to see gold go down. Don't let it frighten you when it goes down, but watch it. I'll be tracking it on a daily basis. I continue to keep my nose on the trail, so to speak. If I hear anything coming down, I'll give it to you first thing in the morning right here on Become Vocal Local. In the meantime, don't be concerned if it goes down a little bit. We're going to see some wild swings. If you happen to be in the gold market, stay tight, buy long, stay long. That's right out of the mouth of Bob Chapman. He knows a lot more about it than I do. Continuing here, he says, I'll trade the move up and I'll trade the move down, but rest assured my physical holdings are staying with me at least for a few more years as far as I can tell. Well, there you go. All right. Just giving you the information the best that I can, folks. You decide. You listen. You verify. You check it out. But that's some good advice. Lots of interesting things there. I've got other topics that I want to discuss now. What I'd like to do is I'm going to go back to this textbook that I picked up not long ago. I'm reading through it and reading various chapters. I have so much to read. And then when we get back, we'll begin that. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And we're back, folks. The concept of feedback. We're going to start in again a little bit on the functions of the political systems. I want you to listen real carefully. This is a lot more than just about politics. This is, again, out of a textbook. I shared a little bit of it with you last week. I'm going to come back to this book from time to time. It's current on my reading list. I'm trying to work my way through this entire textbook. But it's called The Politics of American Democracy, the fifth edition. It was written by co-authored by a Marion Irish and a James Prothrow. And this is a textbook, again, a Prentice Hall textbook, if my memory serves me right. Prentice Hall, yes. Prentice Hall is originally published in 59, 62, 65, 68, and this one is a 1971 edition. So this 1971 edition was available in probably the community colleges and the local colleges at precisely the time I graduated from high school and was going into college, 1971. So had I taken a class in political science or in government in college, I would have perhaps been asked to buy this book. And there's a tag on this book. There's a Illini Union bookstore for $8.94. This textbook was available back in 1971. Of course, if you're buying textbooks for yourself or your children these days, you're not going to find a textbook that has nearly 750 pages in it available for $8.95, I can assure you. You'll have to take a second mortgage out and sell the child's car or something anyway to get the books. But this is out of the first chapter of this textbook, and this chapter is titled The Study of American Politics. I'm diving into it largely because it's an interesting section and we can pull a lot of other things in with it. But as I have stated before in the internet-only section, that first segment of the day's broadcast each day, where we're hopefully just talking amongst ourselves, so to speak, kind of a casual, formal first five-minute break, I consider this to be a homeschool classroom. More so than perhaps other broadcasts, insofar as the material that I bring out is educational and historical and philosophical in nature, as opposed to breaking news, cutting edge, and analysis. I think we can afford to learn lots about who we are and whose we are by studying history, and so few people take the time, largely because it's boring. some of the material that I have read and continue to read. It's so dry it almost brings tear to your eye. You have to spray something in your eyes just to keep them blinking. Nevertheless, it helps sometimes to have a good guide. If you're climbing a mountain or you're out fishing for marlin or something like that, if you've got a good guide in the boat, you might get fish. And if you've got a good guide, you might get to the top of the mountain. I hope to be your good guide bringing you this material, wading through it, because it's a minefield. The stuff that was put out for public consumption, for educational value, starting in the late 60s and all the way through the 70s, 80s, 90s, and all the way up to today, a lot of this stuff is propaganda. Almost garbage, but it's revealing if you understand the system and you go into it. Here we go. Let's go into this a little bit. Just picking up here on page 18, it says, the concept of feedback in our diagram of a political system, feedback being italicized, feedback, in the diagram of our political system simply gives explicit recognition to the points we've already made. The interdependence of the political system with the other systems of society. I just stop right there and I do that. Here's the use of the word interdependence. Interdependence is an important word, and when you see it, make a note of it. Recognize it. It's part of this agenda. But listen to the rest of this little brief paragraph. Governmental decisions represent not only the adaptation of the system to its environment, but also the efforts of the system to modify that environment. Do you recognize what I've just shared with you? This is social Darwinism, cultural Darwinism, if you will. So we have quite a bit going on in this little brief paragraph, and we're going to see that we're going to get a lot more of it straight ahead. The next section begins this way, functions of the political system. Again, they've made a diagram. It's a very simple diagram, a little Venn diagram. And at this part of the plain English programming, where the sentences in textbooks and in news and in the articles even that I'm sharing with you are very brief, very short. We've always get everything in 30-second sound bites. But the material that I'm used to reading, published anywhere from the 1400s all the way up to present, really, from the academia and from the, you know, really, really deep thinkers, the philosophers, etc., sometimes a sentence will go on for an entire page. One sentence is a paragraph or a full, you know, page. They didn't speak the way we do today. Our founders didn't write the way we do today. But nevertheless, let's go into this and find out more about it. The functions of the political system. So there was a diagram, and we're trying to identify the various, they're justifying their use of various parts of their diagram. In adapting to and modifying the environment in order to survive, every political system performs certain basic functions. Once again, in adapting to and modifying the environment in order to survive. This is a survival of the fittest. This is Darwinism in a political science class being taught in a college in 1971. Salting it into your minds. You can't escape this stuff. Continuing, up to this point, we've talked about the basic elements of politics without much concern for the functions which make a given set of activities recognizable as a political system. Again, politics as a system. How many of you have ever heard of Auguste Comte? I've mentioned him before, and I'm going to mention him again one of these days. I'll do a two-hour or a four-hour or maybe an all-week series on Auguste Comte and his system of positivism. It's a philosophical system. He has a positive philosophy. He also has a system of positive polity or positive politics. And then he also has a positive religion. Very interesting. Gentleman in the 1850s thereabouts when Auguste Comte was writing, but he came up with a system of positive politics. And so here we can see, again, I'll just give that sentence to you, in adapting to and modifying the environment in order to survive, every political system of positive politics, every political system performs certain basic functions. Dropping down, it says, we have already mentioned that the underlying function of politics is the authoritative determination of policy for society as a whole, and that activities can be identified as political insofar as they bear on this process. Now, I realize it's kind of deep stuff to be hearing on the radio, but nevertheless, if we hope to have any success whatsoever in the next 2 years or 4 years or 8 years or 12 years, if we're lucky, in turning things around, we're going to need to understand a little bit about how the system functions. And understanding this particular textbook in context here with our desire to restore a constitutional and limited Republican form of representative government puts us on the beam with a lot of these people who are now sitting in agency jobs, because this is the information they received when they went from being a hippie to a yippie and from a yippie to a yuppie. This is the education that they are receiving in college, you see. And so many people who then have graduated from high school or in college and go into their professions, after that point, their readings become greatly specialized. If they read at all, they become very specialized to whatever it is, whatever little niche they happen to be fulfilling at the time, besides their curiosities that they read, like fictions and things. So it helps us to understand a little bit of what was indoctrinated in their minds so that we can better understand what it is they're doing as they do it to us. The general concept of functions has thus already been put to use, but we've talked about the basic elements of politics without concern for their specific functions. Nor have we explained what we mean by function. Like so many words, this is one is used with a variety of meanings. We refer to a college dance or a cocktail party, for example, as a social function. But when we talk of the functions of government, we certainly do not have public gatherings of this sort in mind. It's important to understand here, this in the first, very, very, very first of this book, what the authors are doing is they're laying out their verbiage. They're defining their terms. And that's something that we must do. It's something that's done in law. It's something that's done in politics. It's something that's done in science, religion, and everywhere else you go. What we know of something is the language we use to describe it. And so they're breaking down various words, and they're breaking them out and bringing them to the attention of the students, because they're establishing the language that will be used in this book. When we get back on the other side of this break, we'll start the second hour. Stay right there.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And as many of you are starting to get the idea in this first 5-minute break or 5-minute segment, I've been trying to project the positive. I'm trying to look forward into the future. I'm looking forward to that time where Oracle Broadcasting and all of its hosts will be picked up by an ever greater number of our micro broadcasters and our AM and FM stations. You know, Clear Channel hasn't got all the dogs in this hunt, let's say. There are other places out there where we can advance this information and put it in to common knowledge and common circulation. And so I use this first 5-minute segment just kind of as a test or as an experiment or as, like I said, projecting the positive, hopeful anticipation that in the future this will be an internet-only segment. And then after the 8-minute break, we'll go right up on air, go live across America. And so you'll notice my voice changes. The way that I introduce the broadcast starting at the 8-minute break is different from the way that I talk right now. And I do that intentionally. This is kind of the private insiders group for those who are logged on and listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network. But as I do that also, this is a good time for me to plug a little bit about Oracle. I think it's really important to support those that support you. And so you can go on the Oracle homepage and look at the members area link. And here you'll be able to, this is my little ad, here you'll be able to sign up to become an Oracle member. Oracle members help support the network and receive access to all of the broadcasts in high-quality 128K archive and live streaming audio. Oracle membership is $9.99 a month, and you can save $60 when you sign up for a yearly subscription. With or without a paid membership, everyone may sign up for the free Oracle newsletter to keep abreast of all the new shows, featured guests, promotions, and schedule changes. And just click on the newsletter link on the Oracle homepage and subscribe today. A little plug for Oracle there. Isn't that nice? And then I like to say, but wait, that's not all. You've heard it on TV. I'll use it right here. I'll give you a Ginzu knife. No, but wait, that's not all. Like what you hear and want to help promote Oracle Broadcasting? Click on the Oracle Broadcasting Gear link on the Oracle homepage and view all the quality Cafe Press products, each emblazoned with the Oracle Broadcasting Network logo in your choice of colors. There you'll find t-shirts, golf tees, hoodies, sweats, and many more apparel items in both men's and women's styles and sizes. And for the next time you're out with your favorite canine critter, be sure it's smiling and styling in its own Oracle Doggy t-shirt. Any way you can, please do help Oracle continue bringing you the best news and information that Internet Talk Radio has to offer. And I do have a dog, and I do have a desire to get one of those doggy tees and put it on her. I'd like to get one of those tees myself, actually. It's amazing how many times during the day, the course of our days, when we're out and about, when we do go out and about, where we can plug, promote, and display things that are important to us. You know, some people go around and they have Nike t-shirts or some sports team or something like that. You know, America has such a love affair with balls. They absolutely love their balls. They play with their balls all the time, their soccer balls and their basketballs and their wolf balls and their tee balls and their golf balls and all the rest of the balls they play with, tennis balls too. But when we're out and about, you know, one of the things that I like to do is I use my pickup truck, the cab of it at least, as a rolling bookstore. Actually, not so much as a bookstore in that I have nothing to sell, but I have much to offer. And so I've got all kinds of reprints and downloads and pocket constitutions and pamphlets and things like that that I've acquired in bulk. When I'm in the gas station or the grocery store or someplace like that, I need to go in and hand out pocket constitutions. It really surprises people to walk down the grocery aisle and hand out constitutions. I've given away thousands of them. Well, they're not that expensive. You buy them in bulk, you can get them down 30, 40 cents a piece. So if you're going to pay $100 for groceries, I can afford $5 for pocket constitutions to all the people that are in the store, can't I? Of course I can. The more constitutions I get on the ground around me, the more constitutionally minded my community becomes, and yours will too. We'll be right back and get the second hour underway. Stay with us.
Hey,
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Wee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music-slash-business or a freedom-slash-patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, February the 24th, 2009, second hour of our two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web, we're on the web, they're on the web, vocallocal.org. Check it out today, ozarksvoter.info, another interesting site of ours. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you missed the first hour of today's broadcast, go back and visit the Oracle Archives and listen to that hour. We started some material that I'm going to continue now. We're referring to a study in American politics, a 1971 textbook. We're just getting into some rather interesting material. But before we do, let me remind you that you can join in. This is Interactive Talk Radio. You can sign in, become a one of the chatters in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. That's on the webpage, OracleBroadcasting.com. Jump into the chat room, join us there. And or you can pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. I only ask that when you call in, and I hope that you will call in, that your comments and your questions stay on topic and on point. It's very helpful to me. It also makes a better archive for those that will listen later in the day and the evening on the archives that we do stay on point, on topic. Again, now those websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Back into our study here, we're talking about the functions of the political system. But in addition to that, we're piercing into the language that is being used in this 1971 propaganda manual known as a college textbook. And what I've been trying to draw out here is that this author, in the first 20 or so pages, has given us or shared with the student a diagram that is a beginning diagram that will expand throughout this textbook that is a visual picture. For those that can't follow verbal pictures, it's a visual picture. It's part of the plain speak, the plain English, the new speak that was started at this time period. And now they're defining the various parts and pieces, the terms used inside of this diagram, and we're at the point where we're discussing function. And it goes on. So, like so many words, this one is used with a variety of meanings. Now listen, we refer to a college dance or a cocktail party, for example, as a quote-unquote social function. But when we talk of the quote-unquote functions of government, we certainly do not have public gatherings of this sort in mind. But you can notice right here, at a college level, we're seeding in this little bit of leaven, this leaven that so certainly leavens the whole lump. Here we've given them a college dance or a cocktail party in their mind while they're in class, in school. They didn't say going to Bible study or something like that, no. They gave them these other alternatives, a college dance, sex and drugs and rock and roll, going like crazy in the 70s, or a cocktail party as social functions. I grew up this time period. Going to school this time period, I know what at least I'm referring to, and I know what the author was referring to, and they're painting word pictures in the student's mind. Continuing, another usage, and one closer to our usage concerning governmental functions, identifies functions with motives or purposes. Key points now. Functions. It identifies functions with motives or purposes. The motives and purposes of the various functions of government. And we're going to go through this text. I've already been reading several chapters, and so far I haven't seen any references to our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, but this book is salted with democracy. In a minute, I'm going to share with you why that's the case. From this point of view, continuing, the function of an act of Congress could be determined by finding out what Congress intended to accomplish when it passed the act. Intention is important. That's a legal term in there. Intent. What was the intent of Congress when they passed the Patriot Act? What was the intent of Congress when they passed the Homeland Security Act? What was the intent of Congress when they passed the Help America Vote Act of, what was it, 2001? Or 2002, when they brought in the electronic voting systems, what was their intent? What were the motives or the purposes of that act? And I think that's what this author is trying to point out here. But from the point of view of political science, the function of a law or of any activity or structure is not necessarily the same as its purpose. The function of anything is understood more clearly in the terms of its effect. In other words, I'll just stop there before I go to the end. In other words, I'll say that again. The point of a view of political science, from the point of view of political science, the function of a law or of any activity or structure is not necessarily the same as its purpose. How many have ever heard of logical positivism? That's a carry-on from Auguste Comte's positivism. But Rudolf Carnap and Ayers and others turn it into a science of its own, another social science. It's called logical positivism, wherein logical positivism, words become basically just symbols in a language game. When the writer writes a word, it's not necessarily what he's thinking. It's not necessarily what he meant to say. It doesn't necessarily convey the same meaning as the word. It's just a symbol inside of a language game. Oftentimes in the work of logical positivists, they will develop a meta-language so that other logical positivists can understand that language. A meta-language is nothing really more than just a language about language. And certainly when we look at legislation that comes out of Congress or your state house, it's difficult to discern just what is the purpose and what was the motive and what was the function of these various laws, and then try to understand them more clearly in the terms of their effect. Does that make sense? In other words, here back to our textbook, in other words, we may undertake an activity with a firm purpose in mind, only to find that the ultimate effect or outcome of that activity is quite different from what we had expected. And so the legislators take this stuff and they pass it, given as it is oftentimes by the legislative bill drafting agencies, they pass it into law, and then it gets disseminated through the various organs, bodies, etc., all the way down to your local level, and your town, your mayor picks it up. And the mayor implements this stuff on the local level without having a clue. Without having a clue of what either the motive or the purpose or the function or the long-term effect may have been intended to be. Thus our purpose then in going to college, here back to the article, actually to the text, I should say, thus our purpose in going to college may simply be to get a college degree or to kill some time between leaving preparatory school and entering the family business. Notice that they salt that in. Just killing a little time here. Thousands of dollars a year. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back once again. Thank you, Carlos. Nice little lead there from Sambapati. Contrary-wise, our author continues, the effect, that is, the function of going to college may be the stimulation of a permanent intellectual curiosity or the development of new career plans. And, of course, that's the standard that you hear, and that's the standard that you're trained into. That's what your parents were expecting when they funded you, or that's what you were hoping to get back when you signed up for a school loan. But let's go into it a little deeper. To determine the real function of college for an individual, we must ask, quote, what would his life have been like without such an experience, close quote. That's a good question, my friends. What would your life be like had you not received 4, 6, or 8 years of indoctrination? Would you be more free intellectually? What would your life be like if you had never watched a television set? What would your life be like if you had not followed, say, the path that we took in the 60s and the 70s, sex and drugs and rock and roll, an endless stream of music and sexual activity and all kinds of other things. What would life be like for those? Well, you can go back to the Wally and June Cleaver period. You can get a pretty good idea of how others grew up. You can go back to your parents and great-grandparents, your aunts, your uncles maybe, and look at their lives, how they grew up on the farm perhaps, or in the city working a job, nice clean little house, 2-bedroom, 4 children, blah, 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 all that. Car in the driveway, no debts, everything bought was cash. There are different ways of looking at life, and certainly we have to ask ourselves, what would our life have been like without the experiences we have had? To clarify the primary functions of government, we may ask the very same sort of question. Here it is, quote, unquote, what would our lives be like without government? Question mark, close quote. Remember that this textbook was written at a time of social turmoil. The stuff you've seen on the streets around America in the roll-up to presidential campaigns and so on and so forth are mild. They're benign. They're milquetoast compared to the stuff that was going on college campuses and the streets of America during the Vietnam War, the free speech movement, the civil rights movement, etc. There were water cannons and riots and burnings and bombings and all kinds of stuff on the streets of America when I was growing up. In the broadest sense, then, functions refer to the effects or consequences of an activity. Biological and social scientists have developed a more specific meaning according to which functions refer to the consequences of activities that promote the survival of the acting system, and dysfunctions refer to consequences that tend to disrupt or destroy the system. When I say the system, a lot of times, just like program, I use the useless tail, the extra M and the E that we get from the Brits, the Tavistock Institute, and so many of them that write this material for us and for our consumption. Of course, they drop that useless tail when they translate it to English sometimes. But what were we talking about there? Biological and social scientists. Anyone ever read Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, and Brave New World Revisited? I have them in my library. I've read through them several times. But who will watch the Watchers, and who will be able to deal with a new generation when everyone has 20,000 hours of social science training in college under their belts and years of it? The social sciences. Again, I refer back to Auguste Comte. You know, it was Auguste Comte who came up with the idea and coined the term sociology. Auguste Comte thought of sociology as so much putting the human being into a petri dish under a microscope and studying humans. He thought that he had developed a science that would be the new queen of sciences and that it would trump even the study of philosophy. And it has. What are the biological and social scientists? Auguste Comte was very much moved by a man named Bichat, who was a physiologist. And he had, at that time, developed a series of treatises that came into the circle of readings for Auguste Comte, where Comte basically took the human life in society and compared it with a biological organism. But, of course, this, again, was at the time Darwinism was really starting to come on, and this is what we find in this sentence. Darwinism again. I'll read the sentence one more time just so that you can hear it. Biological and social scientists have developed a more specific meaning according to which functions refer to the consequences of activity that promote the survival of the acting system. Again, this is survival of the fittest. And dysfunctions refer to consequences that tend to disrupt or destroy the system. So there are the mere destructives. This is almost textbook positivism, folks. There are the mere destructives, or those that would tear down. And then there are the conservatives, if you will, the Tories, that work constantly to ensure the or promote the survival of the system. There are those that were establishmentarians, and then there were those who were anti-establishmentarians, or there were those that were even further than that, and they were disestablishmentarians. That goes all the way back to the Reformation, of course. The basic output functions of the political system are fairly obvious. The system must furnish some general rules or policies to maintain order and to satisfy demands on the system. In addition to deciding on rules or policies, the system must carry them out, apply them in actual practice, and also it must settle disputes among citizens, as in the case already mentioned, and then we'll just drop the case that was already mentioned because I haven't mentioned it. But see, what we're doing here is we're defining the political system in the mind of the student by choosing certain things to include and certain things to throw out. It's programming, but that's what education is all about. Education. For your own edification. There you go. Let's drop down a little bit. The three functions we have mentioned, rulemaking, application of rules, and settlement of disputes, are outputs or consequences of decision-making activity, and that's true in that context. They're easy concepts for Americans to grasp, because each tends to be centered in a highly visible political agency. That's almost a tautology. It's almost a circular logic. Because this is what you're shown on television and what you get in the newspaper and certainly what you're getting here today from this college textbook and what you've gotten most of your life, because this is what you're fed, it's easy for you to grasp. But the real meal deal takes more work. Let's continue again, though. He says, each of them, because they're centered in a highly visible political agency, the Congress. How visible is Congress? Well, you've got, what is it, CNN or C-SPAN? I guess Congress has become, for television watchers, more visible. You've got the president. He's visible, isn't he? In segue spots and pre-programmed sound bites. And the bureaucracy he heads. Now, how often do we talk about the bureaucracy he heads? This is really where the government is. It's not Congress or president anymore. It's that bureaucracy, those agencies and administrative agencies that lie in the background that are doing all of the rulemaking, policymaking, and enforcement. Not the president. The president is the president. I'm not even going to go there. The Supreme Court and the lower courts also make a part of that. When we look more closely at the decision-making agencies in later chapters, we'll discover much more sharing of output functions by the agencies of American government. I'm really racing. I'm watching the clock here. Racing. I want to get to this next part. We'll have to pass over some of this. Whatever the form of government, however, these three output functions will somehow be performed. And it doesn't matter, really, in these authors' minds, what form of government you have, these three, the rulemaking, the application of rules, and the settlement of disputes, will be there. And as I like to say, no matter how long, no matter how deep, no matter how wide the financial tsunami lasts, on the other side, folks, we're going to have more government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, lose some weight.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, now I'm going to just have to drop right into this particular section because if we don't get to this, we won't be able to introduce the other two documents that I want to bring in, so we're going to do it. Just skip over the last little bit, but I think you understand where we're going with this. The authors are setting up a system, a political system, in the mind of the student, and then are using the various ways that they've defined that system to teach government to the student. This is more out of that. This is something that in their chart underlies the whole system, which is it's just simply called political socialization. Key phrases. Break the word apart. Break the phrase apart. Political socialization. Break it apart. Then break it down into all of its roots and study it out. Get a good dictionary. A Webster's New World Collegiate Dictionary published in 1960s or thereabouts. Contemporary with the publication of this textbook, and then study the words. But let's go into it. The function of political socialization is presented as being at the base of the political system between outputs and inputs. We haven't discussed outputs and inputs yet, but we're going to cover a little bit of it now. This is because political socialization supports the entire system. You know, when we talk about supports or propping up or shoring up, what's the synonym that's used today? Sustainable. Sometimes we need to get rid of the synonyms because the synonyms are leading us into an ideological belief system and just use the other words. Just talk about propping something up or shoring it up. And here they do. I'll say it again. The function of political socialization is presented as being at the base of the political system between the outputs and the inputs. And this is because political socialization supports the entire system, and also because the process is in some respects and output of the system, and in other respects, an input. Garbage in, garbage out. Some things are put into the system, and then some things come out of the system, and the outputs sometimes become inputs and so on. Sometimes it's just circular reasoning, circular logic. But all aspects, back to the text here, all aspects of the system are interrelated. But political socialization is so much a part of both the inputs and the outputs that it cannot be identified with one to the neglect of the other. It's all very important. Very important. Political socialization is the, quote, process of induction into the political culture, close quote. A political culture. The process of induction. It's like being inducted into the army. Being inducted into the political culture. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every creed, they all have certain cultures. And in every country of the world, they have certain political cultures. And you're inducted into the political culture through your surroundings. This definition should not be taken to imply that the individual who was socialized, quote-unquote, politically, already exists as a social creature, and that he is brought into the political system by the addition of appropriate political attitudes to those he already has. Listen carefully. Raising flags here for you now. 1971, textbook, page 21. The appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. See, it's the appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make a human being. Listen. Children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they are not human beings in a social sense. You get that? Textbook, college, sociology. That is, their only resemblance to human beings is physical. How do you like that? Such an isolated individual can be socialized through careful and expert guidance, but only if his isolation is ended at a fairly early age. The process of socialization thus creates human beings. Political socialization as a part of this general process creates citizens or subjects, human beings who share in some degree the political community's way of acting and thinking about politics. Sociology, Social Sciences, The Politics of American Democracy, 5th edition, published in 1971. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is from a book. One of the reasons why I like to go to flea markets and places like that, used bookstores, and crawl around on my hands and knees. I look for all that valueless trash that's just so much fodder that gets deadheaded in bookstores and in flea markets. And if it's of the right caliber, I buy it for pennies. This is a little paperback. It's, you know, quarto. It's small. It's the size of a paperback. It's a little teeny paperback. This is actually not even a paperback. This is a college publication. This is a paper, if you will. This is a paper. And because of the unusual binding, it caught my attention immediately because I knew that it was a very limited circulation. The title of it is Fatherland. It's a study of authoritarianism in the German family. It was written by Bertram Schaffner. Now, you know, the circle inside of this diagram that they're teaching the children here, the young students, the students in college, in the circle, the heart, the hub of the political system, it says authoritative decision-making activities or agencies. Authoritative decision-making activities or agencies. Here's the Fatherland. A study of authoritarianism in the German family by Bertram Schaffner, M.D. This is a very unusual little publication. I was so fortunate to get it. This was University Microfilms, Inc., subsidiary of Xerox Corporation, 1966, reprinted by the permission of Columbia University, New York. Copyright 1948, Columbia University Press. First printing, 1948. Second printing, 1949. Manufactured in the United States of America. Obviously, I'm holding a 1949 paper here. Okay. Just give you just a little bit of the basics from the introduction. From the foreword, in October 1945, a small consultation center for the selection of German personnel was established in the United States Zone in Germany. It was part of the Information Control Division and was known as the ICD Screening Center. The details of its operations are described in the text of Dr. Schaffner's book. The center was closed in August of 1946. During the period of its operation, it offered a unique opportunity for psychiatric examination of Germans. Dr. Schaffner joined the staff in January of 1946 and shortly thereafter was the sole psychiatrist in attendance. The psychiatric studies were made in combination with the work of a political analyst and a psychologist. Besides the conferences in which every case was discussed by members of the staff, there were numerous conversations with a large body of American investigators whose field work was embodied in numerous reports and so on and so forth. At the time, there was access to the publications of the Information Control Division, which contained first-hand reports of many aspects of German activities with special considerations of German public opinion. Now I'm going to jump into the first chapter, In the Fatherland, by Bertram Schaffner. Why are Germans German? That's the title. Why are Germans German? How does a German become German? How does a child born into the world without preconceived ideas about the land of his birth develop the emotional and intellectual patterns which stamp him so clearly and characteristically as a member of the German people once he has grown to maturity? Question mark. This is the recurring and insistent question today for those who are working in Germany, and a question which we must answer before we can proceed with any reformation or re-education of Germans. Would you like to be in a re-education camp, my friends? How a German becomes a German is not the only question to be answered. There are 100 others. For example, we should like to know why, despite all the superficial variations, Germans are basically so much alike, so homogeneous. Why isn't Germany a nation of individualists like its neighbor France? Why did its people in a world that was striving towards freedom and relaxation of restrictions reject those freedoms and prefer a highly organized, rigid form of government? Question mark. How could so many of them enthusiastically support the most extreme dictatorship in modern history? Question mark. How will they react to the democratic government? How will they react to the proposed experiment in democratic government? Can a democratic government ever take root among Germans as we know them? What is the clue? Blah, 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 keeps going. I'll just finish it. What is the clue to the development of their character? Is the complex of reaction patterns, which we label German, merely the product of the indigenous newspaper, radio, and political propaganda? Is it the end result of supervised, standardized education in the public schools? Where and at what age does German indoctrination begin? Remember, we're talking about political socialization here. What makes the study of the German family so crucial is the remarkable parallel between the rules that govern it and the credos of national political life. The parallelism and similarity cannot be merely coincidental. The policy of a German government, the behavior of the men who speak in its name, cannot be entirely unrelated to the whole body of doctrines and training on which that government rests. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The plot thickens.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or other issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
My face. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Okay, I'm going to have to shift into fifth gear and drop the hammer on this one to get all this in. So I'm going to. So listen very carefully, audience. This is information you've definitely not heard anywhere before. All right, back into the book here again. This is The Fatherland, A Study of Authoritarianism in the German Family by Bertrand Schaffner, MD, psychiatrist. The policy of a German government, the behavior of the men who speak in its name, cannot be entirely unrelated to the whole body of doctrines and training on which that government rests. And what did our authors say here? The function of political socialization is presented as being at the base of political systems between outputs and inputs, and this is because political socialization supports the entire system. And so what I'm sharing with you here is the political socialization that was learned and discovered in Germany by Bertram Schaffner, and found its way not long thereafter into the pages of textbooks being used in America. But let's go on. Values and principles which seem self-evident to the adult and sufficient reason for him to support national policy must have been inculcated very early in his life. A study of the German family tends to show that this is the case. As in all cultures, indoctrination begins in the child's earliest training. And what did we see here from our textbook? That the appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns that make a human being. Children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they are not human beings in a social sense. That is, their only resemblance to human beings is physical. Such an isolated individual can be socialized through careful and expert guidance, but only if his isolation is ended at a fairly early age. Again, 1971 textbook, 1949, study out of Germany. Continuing. Again, indoctrination begins in the child's earliest training. The emotional potency of ideals is derived from the sanction given them in the first few years of life. The family prepares the child for its place in a social system. It is the family which is the psychological agent of society. The study of the development of the child, therefore, helps us to understand the mechanisms at work in the adult, in the larger family life of the nation. Now, jumping over because of time constraints, we must know these factors before we can answer the next question. Here, listen carefully to the mind of Bertram Schaffner. Where can we interrupt the circle of German education? Question mark. At what stage in a young German's life should we intervene in order to exert the greatest influence in changing the course of character formation today? Question mark. Shall we meet the child of tomorrow for the first time when he comes into school? or into the kinder garden? Is that too late in his life? Or should we meet his father and mother instead, while he is still an infant in arms, or perhaps even before he has been born? At what point can we make the most significant interruption of the psychological vicious circle? Family, society, society, family. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what was perfected on the German people in destroying that Anglo-Saxon heritage of theirs was turned right around and used on us. Listen up. This is from Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Change, written by Bob Hillman. I got this book from Bob down at the Freedom 21 conference in Dallas last year. Autographed it for me. Here we are on page 56. At present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step towards making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. What is the title of this textbook? The Politics of American Democracy. Over and over, like a mantra throughout these pages, democracy is repeated. Here's some more from Hillman's book. Following directly on the heels of the Edwards revelations came a second Tribune story, that's a newspaper, this one on UN efforts to change what children would be taught in school. In the 1920s, when William Hale Thompson first revealed that children were being indoctrinated in their classrooms on the benefits of globalization, the Tribune said nothing. Now, however, it also began to object to this kind of activity. In the article, UN, New Order Propaganda to Begin at Cradle, written by Walter Trohan, in it stated, at, quote, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step towards making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. While the same program of education is to be used in several other countries, it has not been asked for by Russia. This is probably because, as Vice President Henry Wallace noted in his speech at the Madison Square Garden, that is where the program came from, the use of the word interdependence. He then detailed how special books were being prepared for use in the schools and that publications were being prepared for adults as well. As part of this program, children were to learn about a new set of heroes, international heroes, who were responsible for creating the United Nations. And among these heroic figures were, do these sound familiar to you? Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Roosevelt, Marshal Joseph Stalin, V.M. Molotov, Cordell Hull, Winston Churchill, Sumner Wells, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Edward R. Stettinus, Jr. Now we could go on, and we will. And we'll come back to this book and we'll continue this study perhaps tomorrow. But it's time for us to pay attention, folks. It's definitely time to pay attention. If you have children and you're considering putting them in public school or they're there now, please take them home. Homeschool your children if you can. And if you can't, stay right with them. Look what they're studying. Demand a copy of their textbooks and the handouts. Go to the parent-teachers, you know, meetings. Go to the school board meetings. Talk to the curriculum directors. Be very, very careful. But if you can, bring your children home before they're indoctrinated with all of this poison. This is a planned, systematic system. I guess that's redundant, but nevertheless, it's political socialization. And it will turn the children against the parents, and the parents against the children, and the mothers against their daughters, and the daughters against the mothers, and sons against fathers, etc. And much of that you can find in the Bible. It's being played out on a stage all around us by these various stakeholders and actors in the global paradigm. Hopefully, this week I'll be able to bring out some material on the Bretton Woods Agreement. And we can start in that direction as well. But there's so much going on in all of this that we need to understand that the real power lies right where you are. It begins in this political system. The political system is built upon the local voting precinct, and it rises from there all the way up to the top. And at every stage of the game, we the people need to energize within this system, because you can't shout this one away. You cannot bring it down with a bullhorn. And your apathy or your silence simply implies consent. All steam ahead. You don't object. And so Congress and the media take that as your consent, voluntary compliance to their systems. We can derail this system. We can derail it on a local level, and we can block the globalist paradigm from happening right around us. The whole system is based upon compliance. If they cannot get counties to implement or to enforce the law, if county judges will turn a blind eye to real ID and other things, we win. We win one precinct, one county, and one state at a time. But it's going to take a dedicated effort for all of us. There's only a couple of ways to go, folks. An armed conflict will be a real bloody sad story in America. We're up against weapon systems that are unimaginable. And we're up against people that have no compunction whatsoever. They're not even remotely concerned about great loss of life. As a matter of fact, the population reduction agenda is at the top of their list. They would gleefully exterminate 60 million Americans, just as happened in Russia, in Ukraine, and elsewhere, under Mao Zedong and elsewhere. They would love it. Don't encourage it. Let's exhaust every possible method before we take up arms. So, throughout the rest of the afternoon and throughout the evening, there's lots of excellent broadcasting right here on Oracle Broadcasting Network. Immediately ahead is The Global Reality with Josh Reeves, followed by Outside the Box with Alex Ansary, going to the Intel Strike Report with Doug Owen and Michael Vail, followed immediately thereafter by Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda and Joel Bissett, and then right on up to midnight with Lee Rogers, Live Free or Die. And then we go into the evening program, and you can stay up all night with the Midnight Rider. And the programming doesn't start there, folks. It's almost round the clock on Oracle. So if you miss your favorite broadcast, access the archives. Until then, have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi, folks. Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.